From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia says they didn't do it on a few counts. Russia Wednesday dismissed a New York Times report that members of U.S. President Trump's campaign and other associates were in contact with senior Russian intelligence officials ahead of the November U.S. election. The Times cited four current and former U.S. officials as saying law enforcement and intelligence agencies intercepted calls and had phone records involving Trump's one-time campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and several other unnamed associates. The Times said Manafort called the account absurd. In Moscow, presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday the report is not based on any facts, while Russian media quoted the country's foreign intelligence service as saying reports about the contacts were unfounded. The president's national security advisor, Mr. Flynn, resigned Monday after information became public about contacts he had with Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak ahead of Trump's inauguration last month. The White House said Tuesday Trump was advised nearly 3 weeks ago that Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about the conversation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the president and his close advisors had been reviewing and evaluating that information on a daily basis for a few weeks before Flynn's resignation.
The president was very concerned that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. He was also very concerned in light of sensitive subjects dealt with by that position of national security advisors like China, North Korea, and the Middle East, that the president must have complete and unwavering trust for the person in that position.
More at VOAnews.com as we continue to follow this story. This is VOA News. A Trump administration official says Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a long-standing treaty between the two nations. The Obama administration 3 years ago accused the Russians of violating the INF treaty by developing and testing the prohibited cruise missile, according to the officials who had anticipated that Moscow eventually would deploy it. Russia denies that it has violated the INF treaty. NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg said Wednesday that any non-compliance on the part of Russia to adhere to the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty would be of great concern.
Compliance with the arms control agreements is of great importance, and especially when it comes to treaties covering nuclear weapons. Therefore, any non-compliance with the INF treaty will be of great concern for the alliance.
Stoltenberg was speaking to reporters at a NATO defense